centers here to Fulton County, and that's our focus. We respect and understand that Develop Fulton does a great job, and a lot of their work process or work throughput is around commercial real estate and getting that out of the ground. We're working really hard to try to empower those buildings by bringing job centers here, and that's what Project Phoenix represents today. For me, the big three kind of headlines, it's a brand name company, although we can't disclose that today, and we'll talk about that. It is an R&D function, something that we typically have not done and gotten. Again, we do great in the technology space, we've done great in the information technology space, good in the healthcare IT and fintech space. R&D is tough. Those are really knowledge-based jobs, so to have something like that approach us is obviously very exciting. And then what we'll find out maybe later down the road is this would take advantage of a great prime real estate, something that is attracting knowledge-based jobs here for Fulton County that could really use our help. And so for those three reasons, that's why we've been very supportive of this project. I think we've worked with the state for over a year. As a reminder, this is an inducement resolution. This is no commitment on either party. It's just to continue the conversation. Companies like these definitely have decisions on where they locate. It's not always a basis as they need the funds in order to locate the project, but they're looking competitively across the landscape. If you know how incentives are done outside of Georgia, they are much more aggressive. They are much more on the front end. Ours are a future reduction in your tax liability. That is very less attractive to companies, but it's something. So I would ask for support of this development authority to move forward with this and just inducement resolution so we could come back with the company at a later date, do final bond resolution, disclose the company, and learn a little bit more about what they plan to do there. But getting an affirmative vote today would allow us to continue that conversation and move down the path with us, the company, and the state. So appreciate that, and then maybe hand it off to Chris. Do you have any words you'd like to share?
Or? Sure. No. Chris Grissom. I'm with Bradley, and I'm out of Birmingham. We also have an office here. We represent Project Phoenix, and Samir has stated it well. This is we're still in negotiations on the site. We've not committed to the site, so this will be very helpful to us, and we're very appreciative of what the county and the state have done to incentivize us to move here. So welcome any questions as well.
I have a very basic question that may not be specific to this. If this is just a decision to keep talking, why are we voting on that?
Sure. I've been told several times I'm not a lawyer, so I don't want to get on that path. As you remember, it's a two-step holder process, right? The inducement basically says, the project that's described, will you support that in order for the attorneys to go off and draft documents, the bill of sales and all the legalese, to then come back again to this development authority, do the final bond resolution. And that's standard fare for all development authorities in Georgia, is kind of this two-step process. So doing the inducement to say the attorneys can go off and draft documents, and then final bond resolution, memorializing and effectuating.
So there'll be a cost to the county just to keep talking, is what you're saying?
A cost to the county, there is no cost. There. This does not commit the county to implement any type of incentive.
Attorney's fees or nothing like that?
Not that
I'm against paying attorneys.
No fees are collected. My understanding, and this is your board, until final bond resolution and actual drawdowns are completed.
Correct. We would add an extra fee if it's a special call meeting.
Okay.
But otherwise.
So this is literally just to keep talking.
It's a little more than that.
Okay. Well, absolutely.
So first of all, we can discuss offline our arrangement with our law firm, but no, there are no fees directly incurred as a result of this. So that's clear. As it relates to the inducement, I mean, I think you have to, in your mind, ask yourself a question, which is this worthy of a property tax reduction down the road? You have an opportunity, even if you were to say yes today, to say no later, because we do have the second vote. I have treated the second vote largely as a ministerial function, but if we learned information between point A and point B, clearly it would elevate beyond that, and this would be one of those situations where that might be the case. But I think in the world of economic development, and you know it well as a former mayor, if you don't respond quickly, then you get eliminated. And the example that I've used often that happened in Johns Creek four times, same person, we had a threat to lose, not just lose jobs, but actually lose an entire business because they were competing against Germany and Singapore. And the only way to level the playing field was to get an inducement.
I get the excitement and that sort of thing. I just wasn't sure. I mean, of course, we want more information.
That's, and again, how this happens is, again, typically we'll draft a letter of what is prospectively attainable based on what the development authority structure is when it comes to tax abatements. I'm a bureaucrat, I'm not allowed to offer that, it takes the vote of this board. So this step would provide, I think, additional assurances for the company as they try to put together their decision-making matrix as to whether they could get final support from Fulton County.
How many other states is this company looking at?
Two.
Okay. Are they southern? Can you tell us what states there are?
Yes.
There
so, are? Yes. Two are southern, one is not.
Okay.
So one is very, very close to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I understand from this summary that you've selected a site in City of Atlanta,
correct,
in Midtown, right? Can you tell us what that site is, or is that still...
Still rather keep that abstract at this time, and again, we've done this in the past where we'll do project code name and little abstract because, again, they are still entertaining lease negotiations, and we want to have an excessive impact on that.
Okay. So are they in lease negotiations?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no signed lease. But
and what is the timing on their decision?
On the
company's decision.
Oh,
which state they're going to choose.
So it will be post lease signing if a lease is signed, right? That's going to drive that decision and how far we get with the lease. So we're encouraged, I would say, for this site.
Does your firm represent them in terms of the lease negotiations?
Yes, we do.
Is it already zoned?
There's an existing building out of the ground.
Oh, yes.
There's a building, but I mean, is it zoned for the use that you guys are trying to do?
I think it is. I don't think there's a zoning issue.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
R&D innovation space. We have a question from Vice Chair Kyle Lamont.
Thank you. I guess my biggest question or concern is the actual location when it comes to the City of Atlanta. And because for me, I've always thought of these projects to be incubators or have halo effects. And so it would allow me a more informed answer if I knew where the location was to understand whether, in my opinion, that particular area in the city it warrants further economic development from this entity.
Samir, would you like to?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys have disclosed it as looking at the Midtown area, right?
Yes, no, yeah. We can say Midtown, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Are you in any TADAC areas?
TAD, you mean?
TAD areas,
yeah. Yeah, I think they disclosed that it's in the West Side TAD, yes.
Correct. It is in the West Side TAD. All
yes.
Right, thank you.
Okay.
And this incentive will be for equipment only,
yes,
correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. So, no further questions, so...
I have one question.
Oh, yes, Mr. Gunn, I see you.
In the summary, I think it says something to the tune of the capital investment was 50 plus million, but the equipment was 28. What's the difference between the 58 and the 28, 56 and the 28?
So that, yeah, good question. So the difference there is the construction build out and the labor costs associated with installing that equipment and doing the tenant improvements.
Okay, and how long a period of time do you think this would take to build out?
So, in a perfect world where I can build all the facts, that would be September of 26, we think. We'll be done.
Okay. That's all the questions I have to answer.
Okay, great. Any other questions?
I may have missed it. The number of jobs we expect this to create?
110.
Permanent jobs.
That's right.
Do you have the price point?
Oh, there's a
yes, sir. 120 average.
Okay.
That's without benefits.
Without benefits. And is your client aware of the MBE program?
Yes,
there's business a program?
On it. Yes, sir. Yeah. We submitted a report, and they are they've got a robust minority business participation plan.
Great.
Internally. So.
And we have two board representatives from the school systems, Fulton County and Atlanta Schools. Has the client done any partnerships with schools in the past?
Not that I'm aware of because we're not here yet.
Okay.
But that's some of the things we've talked about.
Great.
Job fairs with community colleges and with the public schools as well.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Chairman Hull. That was my question or comment. I'm really excited about the number of permanent jobs and the quality of jobs, and yes, any opportunities for partnerships with Atlanta Public Schools for internships for students, job training, all that good stuff would mean a lot to the school district.
Can you tell us if this is an international or a domestic company?
They are international.
Okay.
You can find the stuff.
I'm not asking what country.
Yes.
I'm not asking what country.
Good question.
That's a great question. Any other questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve item H1, letter of inducement for Project Phoenix in the amount of $28,870,784. As presented.
Second.
Have a motion and proper second. Do a roll call vote. Chairman Hull, yes. Mayor Mike Bacher?
Yes.
Laura Ferlanda Nagel?
Yes.
Pinky Cole? Mike Looney? Erica Long?
Yes.
Vice Chair Kyle Lamont?
Yes.
Alvin Kendall?
Yes.
Mayor David Belisle?
Yes.
And motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Looking
you.
Forward
Appreciate
to seeing
you
back.
Support. I look
Don't leave us now.
I look forward to coming back. That's what I look forward to.
We look forward to you coming back. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, now we can move down the agenda to items for discussion approval. We don't really have anything, do we?
Nope. I can go ahead with my update.
Sure thing.
That's okay. Just briefly, thank you all for being here. Thanks for Doris, wherever you are, and Daniela, everyone for allowing us to move up here, the HR department. We are looking at various cost-saving measures. Thank you, Jim, and Treasurer Bacher and Doris, who've kind of helped us look at those. And we're kind of analyzing some of those cost-saving measures internally, so then I'll present them to the board and explain those at a later date. We're looking at several projects internally, two of which are really exciting to me. One like in the neighborhood where I'm from, and another like a tech incubator, neither of which kind of fit exactly in our programs, but I'm exploring just if there are ways that we can appropriately be helpful. So I'll keep you updated on those. And then our retreat is scheduled for November 12th. So I look forward to seeing everyone there. I think most people said that was the best date that was best for them, but we'll send out an agenda so everyone has that in advance. And that's all I have.
Okay, great. I would like to acknowledge Commissioner Bridget Thorne, and her representative as well as former Speaker Terry Coleman on the line. Okay. You have an anonymous person too. That's for Anon. Okay.
Yes. Is the meeting going to be a full day meeting?
Our goal, Treasurer Bacher and I were trying to do 2 days. We know it's a little ambitious at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So we'll try to make it at least a full day to get as many of the housekeeping items that we've all kind of expressed. Some might be 15 minutes that we can get them done, and others might be a little longer. Hopefully the meeting won't be too long, but we just preserve that in case there's a deal that comes back.
Okay.
Thanks. So executive committee, we don't have any presentations. Financial review audit committee.
So we've got a little bit. We had an opportunity to have a meeting just prior to the board meeting. Unfortunately, we didn't achieve a quorum, so everything we discussed was a discussion only, although we weren't really going to take any votes today. As it relates to financial statements, and I'm going to combine that with the pipeline discussion, looking ahead and working with staff at the pipeline, and I'll remind the full board that the pipeline is only represents the deals that we've actually had votes on as a board, so this does not represent something that is yet to be voted on by the board. We do not look at deals that are in transit for the dollars that they generate. We only start looking at the dollars once the board has approved the transaction. In looking ahead, based on the information that we're getting from the bond attorneys and the clients themselves, I would say that optimistically, if we were to close what we think could close by the end of the year, we would generate another $1.4 million roughly in fee revenue. That would still have us about $250,000 short of budget overall. That's not to say that something else couldn't happen between now and the end of the year. But I think if I were suggesting which direction that would go in, it would go down, not up. That's just typically what happens as deals tend to slip into the next year. However, we're ahead in some other areas, and my expectation would be that if we did finish $250,000 short at an authority revenue fee standpoint, we would only finish the year about $150,000 short, which is far better than where we were when I sounded the warning bells a couple of months ago. So as far as expenses go, I'll continue to thank the staff. They're obviously diligently controlling expenses at the same time, knowing that the revenue isn't there, and that's much appreciated. We also had a brief discussion. So we've had a couple of situations now where applicants came to us. This board acted. In one case, we called a special called meeting. We acted hastily to try to improve economic development opportunities within Fulton County. And then those transactions ended up going to local development authorities, and that's certainly within the rights of the applicant. However, in fairness, our staff puts in a lot of work to get to the point for the board to even consider a transaction. And currently, there's no compensation paid to the development authority for that effort. And so one of the things that I'm going to ask that we consider at the retreat to discuss, and the way I'll describe it is I would call it an application deposit. It would be a nominal fee that would at least cover staff's effort. And should a transaction not close within a certain period of time or go to another authority or just never materialize for whatever reason, then that fee would then be remunerated to the authority. Should the transaction, which more than 99% do that, get across the finish line, then that fee would simply be applied toward all of the fees that are appropriate for that transaction. So in other words, it wouldn't cost them anything more than it would have. What it does is it sort of weeds out potentially those who aren't that serious or who are, as I like to say now, authority shopping. Again, this is not something that I have any specifics around, but I do think that we need to be mindful for the fact that our staff is incredibly busy. They put in a lot of effort, and every minute they put in towards something that doesn't move forward is effort they could have been putting towards something that would move forward. So I'm happy to answer any questions on both the financials and that thought process, but again, we'll have an opportunity to talk about that in more detail at the retreat.
Thank you, Treasurer Bacher. I have to echo what you're saying. You know, we changed our schedules for that last special call meeting, got everybody rallied up to take the vote to support a group that's trying to do a good project, and then the deal got taken away from us. So, I mean, there's a financial impact, there's a time and resource and energy we put into these things, but we also, accommodated them in a way that we wouldn't usually do. So I really think going forward, I mean, our budget gap looks like a couple hundred thousand because of the deals that have kind of gone to other jurisdictions. So we have to figure out, are we going to compete? What our future strategy will be in these dialogues. So if you have
I spoke at the finance committee meeting. I like the idea of having a non-refundable fee that is applied towards the fee, as long as it's discounting the full fee, and as long as it's not something that's going to necessarily deter real applicants. So we can talk about the amount in the retreat and whether or not other people are interested in that, but that was my thought process on this.
Thanks. Mayor?
Yeah, I got thoughts on that, but they're not quite crystallized yet. So.
We got a lot for you, so thank you for jumping in. Anyone else? Oh, I see Vice Chair Lamont.
Thanks, Mayor Bacher, for adding that. I also think in addition to talking about those fees, we should also talk about our fees that we charge in general. I know that we have in the past discovered that we are the lowest in town, and so I think there's some opportunity for us to discuss the potential of us raising our overall development fees. So I'd love to talk about that at the retreat as well.
Thank you.
And I guess I do want to dovetail that with something that I've talked about, and we're going to be forced to at least face the issue at the retreat. We said that we would discuss the allocation of last year's surplus at the retreat per our policy. And, of course, we know that a portion of that would automatically go toward strategic initiative funding. But I had also mentioned, and it's actually outlined in there, that a portion of it can also go toward local economic development reinvestment, which I think is great. It's an opportunity for us, for one, to help small businesses. Small businesses is an area that oftentimes gets left out because they can't afford the full incentive process. and I think that's great. But then it would also give us an opportunity, quite honestly, to potentially shore up our relationships with the local cities where they feel like if a transaction occurred at the Fulton County Development Authority, that they would at least know that there would be the potential for reinvestment back into their local community for transactions that happened in their local community. Certainly not a one-for-one, because we can't, because the fees we use also supplement and pay our staff and everything else. But I would ask the board between now and the retreat to give some thoughts to not just that, but any other buckets that we feel like we might want to allocate those funds. Obviously, whatever remains unallocated will naturally fall to reserves.
Well, thanks for that. Yeah, anyone else? Mr. Kendall, Erica Long? I know you're not raising your hands, but just wanted to give you. Okay, great. All right, anything else?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so we'll move down to Strategic Initiative Committee. I think, Kyle, you're still technically chair.
Yes, I'm technically the chair. There's nothing to report at this time.
Okay, great, thank you. And
looking for another chair as well.
I'm kind of holding off until the retreat, so we'll get everybody through the year. So MOBE committee, Erica Long.
No reports at this time, but we're still needing another member.
Okay, great. We'll figure all that out. We do have our data center subcommittee, and we're still moving, you know, behind the scenes on the research, and I think it's coming out from ENY pretty soon.
Yes, and they've just given us a report on it and are available for the retreat if we'd like that.
Okay, great.
That would be great.
So, K, executive session. I don't think we have anything there. L, next meeting. Our regular meeting will be Tuesday, November 12, 2024. And also, we'll have our board retreat, as we mentioned earlier, on that same day. The location will be announced near term. And I think we have other folks in the audience if we wanted to give them a chance to introduce themselves.
Kwanza, before you finish the agenda, I did have one question. I couldn't find my tap to speak buttons.
Yes, sir.
Mayor Barker, you were just stating that we had some type of funds that could be allocated, and I wasn't clearly understanding what that was and how much is that in that bucket.
So, Mr. Kendall, we have a policy that says that when we have a year in which we have a surplus over expenses and revenue, which last year was $1,469,261, that we have a policy that says that we as a board decide on allocation percentages, and it has some suggestions in the policy of what those categories might be, but it's up to the board. And it allows us to take any percentage of that amount and allocate it toward whatever the will of the body is that's within the purview of the Development Authority, of course, and aligns with our mission. One of those that we had said years ago that we wanted to do was this was how we were going to fund the Strategic Initiatives Committee, and that would provide them the funding that they would then be able to provide the various communities within Fulton County. It also says that should our reserves fall below a floor, that it would shore up the reserves as a first priority. We are well above that floor right now, so any money that would fall to reserves would simply be because the board chose not to allocate 100% of the $1,469,261.
And this is funds from 2023?
Correct. A final sounding of the 2023 budget, which happened with the acceptance of our audit.
Okay, and our fiscal year is the calendar year as opposed to any other?
Correct.
Okay.
So obviously one of the things we might consider as part of the allocations is a shoring up of this year's loss. So in other words, we might want to set aside something in the neighborhood of $250,000 or whatever amount we think will fall short and then reallocate the rest. But that's something that can also be done after the fact by just pulling from reserves.
Mike, I have a question.
Yes.
I remember us having the same conversation last year, this time about being concerned around falling short of the budget. And then in February, it was like, hey, surprise, guys, things shifted. Do we not think that that will be our same outcome next year?
No. It was, Kyle, it was a special circumstance that actually caused this major change. We had a transaction that closed within a window that for accounting purposes got allocated back to 2023. In fact, had that transaction been allocated to 2024, we wouldn't even be having a discussion about our current financial situation. But unfortunately, we have to play the ball where it lies, so to speak, and that ball got planted in 2023, not 2024.
And just for staff, do we have, what is November and December's potential looking like?
I think we've looked at maybe approximately like $1 million that we are hopeful could close. Whether that happens or not, we don't know, but that's what we're hopeful. Would you say?
So $1 million in bond deals still wouldn't tally up to the 250 that we're short, right?
No,
so a million in revenue.
So we're right now, we're short $1.6 million. I'm rounding. $1.6 million in authority revenue fee.
Okay.
And if we have a good rest of the year, we will close $1.4 million. That will put us $250,000 short.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Right. And just for the record, again, you know, Kane Studios in Chattahoochee Hills didn't come through. We had the data center, which would have been probably $1 million in, where's that, Fairburn?
Yeah.
It didn't come to us. The Union City deal didn't come to us.
And Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry.
No, go
ahead. You reminded me of something I meant to tell the board.
Please, yes.
So there are two transactions in our pipeline right now, which this board approved with contingency. The contingency was an agreement among the board and the applicants on community benefits. And I do not want to downplay the community benefits component in any way, shape, or form. It's probably one of the most important things that would come out of those deals because that's directly benefiting the community. However, I feel like it is possible that our own board may not be moving with the sense of urgency on trying to get those agreements across the finish line, and therefore those transactions cannot close this year absent that agreement. So I would ask the board to put whatever effort you can so that if it doesn't get across the finish line because of community benefits, it's on the applicant side of things and not on our side of things. Because both the community deserves those benefits and more importantly, we need the transactions to close. So those two transactions.
Which two deals are those?
I will be happy to tell you. They are.
X-Corp is one.
X-Corp is one of them and the other is
Edge
Connects.
So I guess the clarity I need is, what is it that you are thinking that board members could do to help move
so,
this along?
An example, the sticky wickets in the community benefits, I believe, are related to school-related elements with both Fulton County Schools in one case and Atlanta Public Schools in the other, if I remember the locations of these. And so it's just making sure that we're all satisfied that we have something that we are proud of to present to the community, but that obviously the applicant has to agree to it on their side too.
Right. Yes.
Who is responsible for coming up with the ask? Is it the two school boards or is it our staff?
We're working on it now. So we've come up with a list of potential asks, but it's kind of a careful negotiation process. So we've presented a draft list to the applicants, and then it's in their shop to review that list and appropriately decide what they feel comfortable with, and then us again to decide if we feel comfortable. So I can do a better job reaching out to the board and just kind of making sure that I have your direct input, but it's also us waiting on the applicant to respond if they're comfortable or not.
Right, so Alvin, X-Corp came to us with an offer to partner with Fulton County Schools that was very low. It was a very low ball offer for them to provide some funding for AI training in Fulton County Schools, and we were kind of blown away by how low ball that was, and that's not sufficient for providing this type of benefit to X-Corp. So we're waiting to hear back from them now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's also, you know, before I really get the board's input, I want to make sure what I'm presenting to the board is even satisfactory.
Yeah, right. Just exactly. Because what they originally offered did not make sense.
And I did speak with the representative from X on Friday, and we spoke a little briefly on Monday. So we're trying to kind of get the conversation going. You know, in the news, I saw that Microsoft, which came before us and received support, gave acreage to the city of Union City.
Oh,
and that was
right.
a tough
yeah.
deal as well, but
yeah.
we supported it. So there are other types of benefits that we actually see that are tangible. And if you're talking about a $1.6 billion deal, 10% is 160, 1% is 16, you know, 0.1% is 1.6. So, you know, just really thinking in the grand scheme of things. And I'm not saying it equates directly to cash, because there may be other ways they can give with
right.
training and support and, you know, internships. So it's just being creative and being thoughtful about what we really want to see achieved for the young people who
exactly
who are
and we need them to partner with us to make them also think creatively, since they are in that business
right.
and they didn't present that to us initially.
So we're working. The goal is to get these behind us, because they also help us on
well, I think the other,
bottom line.
The other side of the goal also is this sets the tone for the future.
Right.
And I think this is a wonderful concept that the board introduced. I think it's great for the citizens and especially potentially the younger citizens in Fulton County. But at the end of the day, we've got to figure out the balance between providing the community benefit and killing transactions.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Kwanzaa, you just made the statement that, I guess, Microsoft gave Union City some acreage. Is that the data center deal that we did a month or two ago?
It was in that, as well,
no.
It was from, let me describe
a
while, this.
A ways away.
No. It was a ways away, but it still is in that network. When I spoke to the mayor, he mentioned that was a part of their negotiations, because one of their community benefits and desires was open space, green space. So there's a broker that was managing that property that's affiliated with the larger transaction. I think they bought a couple of hundred acres down there. So that was an ancillary piece that worked out. I don't have all the details from Mayor Williams yet, but you know, I was like, hey, Mayor, it would be good for us to know what has come out of this, so then we can use that as a marker and set a precedent going forward. You know, when I talked to X, they were like, well, we're not Microsoft. I'm like, you're still building $1 billion, working with equipment. So let's talk real and support, you know. So it's just a back and forth, but we're really trying to push forward. And as we can further hone all the details, we'll try to have it presented by the 12th. So with the EY report, data center report, and what we get out of these conversations.
You know, I think that leads to a further discussion that we can continue at our retreat. But I think understanding the larger strategy for these municipalities will also help us make more informed decisions and be able to come to the table with further options. So I'd love to strategize around how we could potentially partner to understand these greater schemes. But I also think it's super interesting that the mayor was very supportive in front of us for this project to go through the Development Authority, just to turn around and have it go to their own municipality. So I think that's also something.
To be correct, that deal did go through Develop Fulton, the Microsoft deal. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a subsequent deal that went through the city of Fairburn that our team was working on that was very close to.
Walk up later,
so,
two. Got
yeah,
it.
Two different deals. Yeah, so many going on, so we need to kind of get a chart and track them. Yeah.
Understood, but I would, again, like to figure out, because I know we did some work to Shura, Aerotropolis, to do some of this larger strategy work. And so I'd love to see what our return is on that investment, or how we can continue the discussion.
Right. No, great points. These are all perfect for the retreat, and I think we'll have a good discussion. There was a group in town, the focus group. They do kind of sub-community reports. They do them for the Beltline. They do them for cities, for counties. So we were thinking, I was talking to Daniela and Marvin, Sir Elizabeth, last week about how we could get maybe a carved out report, because the only thing we produce right now is our activity. But we don't talk about where we're trying to go and what we want the partners to do. If it's south side, these are the five types of uses they want. On the north side, they want this type of use. So at least we're kind of presenting where we will put energy into the conversation, especially as we look at where we haven't seen investment, as you mentioned, Vice Chair Lamont. Yes, Laura.
I have a quick question about the retreat. I know that we're going to have a packed agenda, but is it possible to have someone explain how the LIHTC approval works?
Okay.
Because I don't really know how DCA does this, so
okay.
I'd like to learn, even if it's 15 minutes on it, that would be great.
Great. And we'll get a preliminary agenda, I mean, kind of talking points agenda, and we can all kind of say, no need to talk about this, or
Sounds good.
That'll be good. And our guest, you wanted to...
Yes, thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Lena Anglin, and I am here representing Canopy Atlanta. We document public meetings.
Oh, great. Thank you, friend.
Hi, my name is Whitney Fuller. I've been a planner in the city of Atlanta and the Atlanta Beltline for so many years that I wanted to be on the proactive side of development, which brings me to my current role in BRG Consulting. I'm the principal, and I'm supporting Rise Creative Village. It's an economic development project in Southwest Atlanta.
And this is the
Jay Jackson. We're with Rise. We're working on a development in Southwest Atlanta. So wanted to come and be a part of the meeting and see the process. So,
thank you for coming. I've been out to see the site, and I think went on the tour.
Yeah, we toured Jay's site the other day, and just were all really impressed. He worked with APS and purchased an old Atlanta Public School building, and is now working on a tech incubator. And I think a few different people have been to the site. You're applying for philanthropic money now. So just was, you know, trying to creatively see if there's a way that we can be supportive. You know, maybe you have a housing development that's coming as part of the tech incubator. So just kind of creatively trying to see if there is an appropriate way that we can be helpful to this tech incubator. And it's in one of the locations of the city of Atlanta that was designated a target area in need of development.
Good. Anything else? Anybody else? Cross your mind. Free and clear. We can. A motion to adjourn.
So move.
Motion to adjourn.
Mark Herlander Nagel.
Yes.
Pinky Cole. Mike Looney. Erica Long.
Yes.
Kyle Lamont. Vice Chairman.
Yes.
Alvin Kendall.
Yes.
Mayor David Belisle.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We are now adjourned.